See, when I was a boy, Sears Roebuck catalog, great thick thing, like that, came to everybody's mailbox in the South. I mean, everybody's. First thing that struck us was everybody in the Sears Roebuck catalog was perfect. Wasn't any bald heads. Everybody had all the fingers that was coming to them. Nobody had any open and running sores on their bodies. But everybody we knew had a finger missing, or one eye put out from a staple glancing off a post. In other words, in our world, everybody was maimed and mutilated, whereas everybody in the Sears Roebuck world was perfect. And so we just started to tell stories about these people, give them names, said where they was from. We'd turn over there and see this young girl standing pretty in a spring frock. And say, see this girl here? She is a daughter of him standing right here, right, but turn about 40 pages back. See him standing here in front of these shotguns? That's her daddy. Yeah. That's her daddy. You know how come he's looking kind of stern and mean looking like that? It's cause this fella over here in this green suit with the sharp creases in the pants, he's seeing that girl, his daughter, and he's doing her wrong, being nasty. And he's gonna fix that fella. He's gonna fix him good. Probably what he's gonna do is kill him. And you know, before it was over, we had everybody related, fighting, feuding, and the rest of it. Truth of the matter was, stories was everything, and everything was stories. Everybody told stories. It was a way of saying who they were in the world. It was their understanding of themselves. It was letting themselves know how they believed the world worked, the right way and the way that was not so right.